Hi, I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal. Welcome to a special edition of the Sales How-To Podcast. In this edition, I'm going to talk about some of the benefits of business development training. As you all know, we launched an e-learning platform that teaches business development online. But whether you're going to get your training online or in person, face-to-face, with us or with anyone else, I want to focus on some of the signs that you might benefit from business development training, you personally. So, whether you work in a large firm or a small firm, I have a test for you to see if you should consider or investigate further the idea of having business development training. Here's the test. If you've experienced any one of the next 10 situations, it behooves you to at least investigate whether having some business development knowledge and coaching would enhance your career or your business. Let me begin with big law attorneys, and then I'll talk about small firm attorneys, and then I'll talk about issues that impact you regardless of your work environment. Big law attorneys. Some of you are in the business development department at firms. Over the past 3 to 5 years, firms have begun to staff the business development function. And if you work in a business development role, but you've never had business development training, then that's a sign that you may want to think about it. Business development is literally your job. You could wing it. I'm sure there are people who do, but how much better would you perform than you otherwise will if you had appropriate knowledge? How much better would you perform vis-a-vis your peers if you had appropriate knowledge and they perhaps did not? Sign number two, if your clients don't bring you into the loop, they don't loop you in until a decision's been made and they're just calling you in to write everything up for them. At first blush, that may sound fine. I mean, you're a lawyer, not a business person. You know, at least they're not calling a different attorney, they're calling you. Besides, you know, what could you contribute early on? You may be thinking that. Well, the answer to what could you contribute is advice. If you're not notified until after an agreement has been reached, if your clients don't bring you in until late, you're missing out on advisory revenues. With business development training, you learn to condition your clients to call you when they're brainstorming, and you learn to get them to pay you for participating in their deliberative process. Sign number three, and I call this the you can't keep up with the Joneses sign. If your peers with the same pedigree and experience slash skill set as you bring in more business than you, that's a sign that you could use business development training. You may think that their business development prowess is due to relatives in positions of power. Someone's just feeding them that work. Sometimes that's the case. However, don't bow out of the conversation. Don't bow out of the competition or out of business development simply because you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You can learn to cultivate and monetize your relationships in a business development training program. And that knowledge can level the playing field. Sign number four, and this one, we're still in the big law section, but this one sort of applies to all lawyers I've found. I've worked in large environments and small ones, and I found that this is the case in both. If your clients sometimes pick your brain and then don't hire you, that's a sign that you could use business development training. See, your client usually isn't necessarily trying to get over, trying to get something for nothing. It's you. You're in there spilling your guts, usually to try to prove your knowledge or ability. And the result is you're becoming an unpaid consultant. With business development training, you learn to control the client consultation You stop telling a client everything you know about a topic because that behavior invites them to take the information and do the work themselves. Sign number 5, and this is the big one. Your firm made you a non-equity partner. See, they wouldn't have done that if they believed that you had value beyond your subject matter expertise. Business development training puts you on the path to develop the firm's clients into sources of renewals, referrals, and references. Your relationships with these corporate buyers will then command equity at your firm. Okay, let's move to small firm attorneys now. This is sign number 6. You get your referrals from a platform service. Now, I could be misreading you, but it appears that you have an extreme aversion to business development if you're going to a platform for your referrals. Or either that or you have no clue how to go about it, right? So you're looking for a way to outsource sales. And there could be any number of triggers that are motivating this decision, but I am not here to psychoanalyze you. I'm here to give you a one-size-fits-all solution. And that's do it once. See, business development training teaches you how to get your first few clients and convert them into sources of renewals, referrals, and references. You're going to hear that over and over from me. Those are the 3 R's. And if you get the 3 R's, you never have to sell again. You don't have to go to a platform to do sales for you. Your clients will sell for you. So do it once. Sign number 7 that you need business development training. If you generate a lot of leads, but less than a third of them would make good clients, there's an issue with your focus. So you may have a knack for networking. However, your networking activity sounds unfocused. You're collecting anyone and everyone as a contact, thinking perhaps they'll pan out someday. And a small percentage of those contacts will result in business development opportunities somewhere down the line. But the percentages are so low that it's a game of chance. It's the get lucky sales method, where you're getting a 1%, conversion rate from the number of leads you have out there, or 2% or something like that. By comparison, with proper training, your engagement with third parties will become more strategic. You'll begin to draw out the kinds of contacts that are predisposed to doing business with you. The final 3 signs are for attorneys, irrespective of your work environment. Sign number 8. And this one is the opposite of the one we just finished, where you had a lot of leads, but not a lot of conversions, or you knew how to get leads, but you didn't know how to convert or get good leads. This one is you know how to close a deal, but you have difficulty attracting enough prospects or enough leads. If you fear you'll have to become a social butterfly to get clients, that's a misplaced fear. There are dozens of lead generation tools. Most of them don't require you to spend much time away from your family to be successful. You don't have to become some sort of backslapping entertainer to be successful. Business development training helps you choose the best lead generation tools for your personality and your firm. Sign number 9, clients sometimes try to get you to reduce your fee. And this happens no matter what size your firm is. It's okay for someone to say, hey, can you do any better one time? But if you find yourself in a haggling situation, it's generally not about your price. It's that they don't see sufficient value to justify the price. And the most important lesson you should learn from any business development course is how to frame your value proposition so that your buyer sees the value and readily agrees to pay your price, okay? And the 10th sign that you may need business development training. Less than 2/3 of your new matters come from existing clients. If that's the case, if you look at the new matters you've gotten in the last 12 months and less than 2/3 of those came from your existing clients directly or indirectly,
that's a problem because prospecting is not supposed to be something you do forever. Prospecting or lead generation is something you're supposed to do once and not have to do it again unless you're adding a new practice area or opening a new office. So if you're still prospecting after 2 years and you haven't switched practice groups or moved to a new city, you need to redesign the client experience that you deliver. Business development training helps you develop a process or a signature service, which leads to deeper client relationships. Those buyers send you the three R's: renewals, referrals, and references. They agree to be your reference when you're endeavoring to acquire new clients or new logos that you've not worked for in the past. So the three R's, or renewals, referrals, and references, are the end game of business development. They ensure that you never have to sell again. So if you're not getting those, then you should consider business development training. I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal. Until next time.